This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. 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 Yes, it is Free Talk Live. A live call-in radio, nationally syndicated radio talk program. Plus, we're on the internet and run some satellites as well. So we could be called a global live talk radio program where you can call in.
It's definitely a global phenomenon.
I believe it is. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. Yes, that's a U.S., so whatever the... What's the U.S. code for long distance? Is like 01 or something?
Just one. Point, plus one.
Plus one. 603-283-6160. The international code? Plus one? I thought it was like 01 or something.
Well, it's plus one is the international code to call into the U.S.
Okay. Or Canada. All right, I got you. You can tell I haven't traveled outside of the U.S. very much.
Soon we'll be premiering the ability to call in on the Free Talk Live website.
Ooh.
So we're working on that.
I do want to take just a second. And
for international listeners.
I don't do this very often, but there's some things in the chat room that have been said. Mark and Ian are Free Talk Live. Oh, that's sweet. Somebody says, please bring Nikki back ASAP.
Sorry, guys.
Somebody says, Mark is looking well. Somebody said, this guy is too arrogant. I wonder which one of us is too arrogant.
Oh, that's me.
Definitely Mark.
Absolutely.
Definitely Mark.
He says with no arrogance whatsoever.
Yeah. Screw that guy.
Somebody says, I wonder if a name that I'm not going to mention is going to grace us with a nasty tirade call.
Ah, yes.
I'm waiting on that, too.
Somebody says, Minister! Somebody says the booster saved me from COVID over Christmas. Yeah, I don't know about that. Ed,
maybe it has.
Ed,
maybe it has.
Yeah, I think
said earlier, if as long as it works for you,
as long as it
fine,
works for you, that's
right?
Fine.
So
yeah,
the
yeah.
Booster works for him. Fine.
I don't know why that comment is even in here. We weren't talking about the boosters. Anyway,
maybe I want to start something.
I'm here, but even the show has a newbie. She must be referring to you as a newbie.
Yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah, I was on the first show in November 2009.
And somebody says Mark is...
2002, excuse me.
Somebody says Mark is the smart one, I think.
I've got the Dane Bramage.
Dane Bramage.
Dane Bramage, excuse me. Bramage. I can't get that right.
Dane Bramage, yes.
It's funny. I mean, I just don't remember things that I used to remember. It's like getting old. It's like I aged 20 years in 1 week.
And you're sure it's COVID-related?
Well, yeah, I am.
So I felt the same way after getting into an automobile accident where I did bump my head a little.
Yeah.
I probably had a light concussion.
Yeah, you did.
But I do remember feeling distinctly dumber since then.
The total? Like, it hasn't improved?
Yeah. Like, now, of course, you know, I'm over 40, et cetera, and so on. So part of that is probably like, oh, you're getting old.
Like you used to.
And your brain, you don't have the cognitive speed that you did when you were 20, you know, or 25. Or,
yeah.
You know, that kind
I had the cognitive speed, but I thought about stupid things.
No, I just find myself, like, struggling more for words. Reading comprehension is a little more difficult for me now, whereas that used to be my strong suit. I used to be able to read something, and then if you asked me anything about it, I'd be like, oh, yeah, there's that and the other thing, and, like, I can still do that, but, like, the long-term portion is gone.
The worst part
is... Oh, go ahead.
The worst part is reading legalese.
Oh,
anything
God,
written
that,
in legal stuff, I mean, I might as well not bother, because I just can't even parse through it.
I was going to say, the opposite for most, like, pop culture articles today as well. Like, the music is dumbed down.
Yeah.
The writing is dumbed down, too.
Right.
Like, I read something, someone sent me a link or an article, and I was like, this feels like it was written at, like, the sixth grade level. This is not an elite-level article at all.
They say that USA Today is written at a fifth grade reading level.
I couldn't handle that, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they used to only have to dumb it down to, like, eighth grade, but now they've, like, gone down a couple of
right.
grades or something.
So say what you want about, like, oh, the old guy thing, man. It's things are dumber today. It just is.
Those damn kids.
Including me. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We have Sarah calling from New Mexico.
Oh.
Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes.
Sarah, before you get into it, I got to hear your calls since you've been returned to the air on the Digest. I listen to the Digest regularly. You can go get it at freetalklive.com like I do. And I was just so delighted to hear you back on the air.
Well, I'm here. I'm very delighted to say hello to you too, Mark. I thought all the threats against your wife and your kids got you off the show. You know, they're trying to poke get you all riled up. I'm sure they're not gonna hurt them. It's just to play with your head, you know?
Yeah, I think so too.
Most of it's, to inflict pain, psychological pain. That's what they want to get out of, you know?
Now, the reason I'm off the air really is the bail conditions for Ian. He can't talk to me.
Yeah, the government has said that they can't be in the same room together for whatever reason, you know, even to do the show that they founded and have ran for a couple of decades now.
Oh, so but they did mandate that Ian could maintain his job and do everything that he could to maintain his job. So keep the job, but... I don't be on with your business partner.
And they did the same thing. I believe they had something similar for the co-host known as Nobody, where they said you have to maintain a job, but he can't be around his employer.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're very complicated. So do you like that I'm still a communist? Have you been listening to all of
I've been listening.
Communist comments?
My thought is that you're a genuine person, and you're living out your life in the best way that you possibly can. I disagree with the notions of communism. I don't think they're going to happen on planet Earth. I think that's something for heaven.
Or helicopters.
I'm just so happy to hear your voice. That's how I felt.
Yes. So, but you know, I still want to say being dumbed down, they really like the public really stupid, as we know. And they still got stupid things. I mean, it's obviously done on purpose. If people become smart, they become rebellious and have revolutions and question authority. That's for sure. So the dumb thing is that I still hear that they have indoor smoking at the casinos on certain reservations. And I'm thinking to myself, how could this go on in
freedom.
The United States?
Well, I'm a quit smoker, and no one's more sanctimonious than that. But what I would say is that tobacco is from the North American continent, and it is culturally something that American Indians would be all about. Plus, you can keep people butts in seats at casino tables longer if you allow smokers to stay there and smoke. I wouldn't sit at a table where somebody's smoking a cigarette just because I don't, you know, I'm not gonna do it. But you know,
and they should be able to set whatever rules they want for their establishment.
If their establishment, they should be able to.
Yes,
yeah.
And also from a marketing perspective. And, you know, this may sound manipulative, but these are just facts, right? Smokers are generally addicts.
They're also risk takers.
Right.
And risk takers. So that's the target demographic that you want in a casino.
Right.
You want risk takers, you want addicts, because gambling is also, can be, an addiction.
Yeah, so Sarah, how much money have you spent at a gambling establishment or even the lotto in the last 10 years?
I don't spend money at the casino, but the thing is, I love going to the casino for the resort aspect of it.
Okay.
Around here. They got the swimming pool, they got the saunas. I mean,
I would love to
stay in the hotels, and they got massage there, they got restaurants there, they have entertainment venues, they have concerts, I mean, and they got comics there, I mean, they got golf courses.
So couldn't you just go to a resort instead of a resort and casino?
The casino's going to have the performance, the acts that you're going to want to have. The answer is...
Well, the pool, the sauna, whatever,
yeah,
aside
right,
from
right.
the show.
The casinos are making a calculated risk, and they may be wrong, because they're not going to get me to sit at their table. Then again, I don't gamble. And I presume I'm like Sarah. I'm going to spend my money on things that I'm going to get. I'm going to get a show. I'm going to get a massage. I'm going to get a drink at the pool. Whereas when you go gambling, you might win.
They
might
have
not.
A bar at the pool, right. And it's there's a beautiful scenery. And the thing is that, Mark, what you're saying is that you're right, that the gamblers themselves are risk takers, they're addicts, of course, and they love to blow money. But
hey, thanks, Sarah. We appreciate the call. 603-283-6160. I would like to just remind everybody that none of the things at a casino are provided by communists.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live. the Live Sunday Night Edition. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass,
Richie Rich,
and Mark Edge.
Welcome back to Mark Edge. If you're just tuning in, it has been a while since you've been here, Mark, so I just want to remind our listeners that you are one of the two founders. You and Ian are the founders of Free Talk Live. And all
there are actually some more guys that were founders. They just aren't on the air anymore. You got a guy named Mike, a guy named Eric.
Yeah, okay, so you guys are the remaining founders.
We're the remaining founders.
And at this point.
The faces of the show.
Yeah, at this point, you guys have been the faces of the show for a couple of decades. So,
yeah.
You know, if there's somebody, there's a few people in the chat room, I don't know if they're serious or sarcastic or what the context was.
You never know in the chat room.
Who's Mark? And I just wanted to point out.
Well, the good thing about radio is you get new listeners all the time, right? So people may not know who Mark is.
Well, you can go to cam.freetalklive.com. We should have some video right there for you.
We'll put up the archival footage of Bonnie and Nikki on that one while we talk over it.
You can see a remarkably good-looking radio pro.
Oh, boy. All right. So we take phone calls here and talk to people. So let's go to another New Mexican, and it's David calling from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
It's tirade time.
Oh, hey, David. How are you?
Wait, is that like Kool-Aid, tirade?
That is not the tirade guy I was thinking of either.
Get away. There's another one?
There's another one that I was hoping would call in tonight.
Who's that?
Well, I'm not going to mention it now.
Open one hand and, you know, do something else in the other. See what you get most of.
Under the table, baby. There you go. Under the table.
So it's ask Mark Anything Night, huh?
I suspect I know what the question is, but go right ahead, David.
I bet you don't.
Okay.
So let's make that the first question.
Wait.
But let's wait. But wait a minute.
Are we wagering? Before? I've got 50 cents.
No, we're not wagering.
Canadian silver dollar.
But before we do, well, first of all, we'll play like Jeopardy, everything in the form of a question.
I'm not bad at this.
Mark,
what is hanging up on a caller?
That is funny. Go right ahead.
Mark, have you ever heard me say, because I don't say it very often, that Judge M. Monica Zamora in the state of New Mexico illegally trafficked my children as per the New Mexico Court of Appeals unanimous decision saying that?
Yes.
Okay, good. Just wanted to make sure that you knew that. So yesterday was one of my children's birthday. Yesterday, same birthday as Elvis, my daughter Paisley, same birthday. Now it was her
Elvis
birthday,
Paisley.
And Paisley. And did you know, Mark, that on July 2nd of 2007, I said goodbye to Paisley, whose birthday was yesterday, not knowing I would never see her again, and I never saw her again. Did you know that, Mark?
Yeah, I did know that, and okay. My question was for you was, since we had the opportunity here, had you heard anything from your kids in the last couple of months? But it sounds like you haven't.
No, I've not heard.
I'm really sorry about that.
Not hide nor hair nor nothing in that many years. So my question to you, here's where it gets fun. Why should I care? Should I care about that, Mark? Why should I care?
Because you're human and you love your children.
Okay, good answer. Okay, so now, but it's fun to mock people who, for some reason, people that go into the court system for whatever reason have some sympathy in many cases, like the Crypto Six. Everybody is rooting for the Crypto Six against Big Brother. Yeah, right. Okay, well, we'll just assume that they are, and I believe that they are. Most, you know, the majority of people, especially your listeners. But there's this strange thing. When Big Brother attacks one parent or another, could be the mother, could be the father, people tend to mock them and don't really give a damn about them. Why is that, Mark?
Well, I don't know that I haven't heard that happen too often. What I would say is that if what you're saying is that, you know, calling in about the same thing over and over again results in less and less airtime. I can understand, as a host that has to sit behind that mic that Captain is sitting behind right now, what it's like to manage a show to try to keep things compelling and interesting. I would also agree with you that being it's the family court system is. There's nothing just about it.
Nothing.
And the fact that a guy is can be separated from his children and just never be able to see them based on just some vague accusations that have never been proven in any way, shape, or form, I believe is criminal.
Let me stop you for 1 second. In the legal sense of the word and the dictionary sense of the word, there was never even any accusation allegation. There was only insinuation.
Okay.
I would like to take a shot at answering your question as well, because I think this is a bigger issue in a lot of ways as well. It's the idea of the sympathetic victim, right? If you're going to win in court, for whatever it happens to be, you have to be the sympathetic victim. There are certain things, like within the liberty movement, that it would behoove us to put certain people out in front to do activism or civil disobedience. And there's certain people that should be nowhere near the front lines of that. Like, I would never be on the front lines because I'm kind of a bad guy, right? Generally, that's stigma. So you're never going to get a sympathetic judge to look at me and go like, well, we kind of believe him.
Right.
Like a handicapped female of some kind, whatever. Like, oh, they'll fall all over the place for that.
When you see aggression displays in male primates in order to sort of take over the group or the tribe or whatever, it's generally seen as a threat to everyone in the tribe, as for their whole existence. So this aggression display that says I'm gonna be the new leader, I'm gonna be the one in charge, it's gonna upset everything. So we are hardwired against aggression displays.
Right.
Well wait a minute,
David. Let me finish this thought on this one, David. I presume you are like, in court as you are elsewhere. You're emphatic, you're very clear in your points, and you have an incredibly precise and active mind. And when you get emphatic, I think to the lesser primates that you're dealing with in that court situation, you just look like a threat.
Or on the radio.
And so they're deciding, should we put these kids with a threat or not, would be what I would say is the sort of human component there.
So Mark has decided that the children belong to the state to do with as they want.
Oh, no,
in
I don't.
Any divorce.
No, okay. I think that this is one of those instances.
But that's what's going on. And the other thing is, do you think from when you're going about skipping along doing your life and you haven't been attacked yet, are you generally already pissed off before you've been attacked? Or is it the attack? Or is it the attack that makes you angry? The unjust attack.
Look,
and
let me
add one more thing.
Go ahead.
That's a tactic on their part to get you the way you are. So they
as soon as you break, then they control you.
Yep.
No. But you're also making assumptions. Making assumptions because there is a recorded audio court record, and we can arrange for you to listen to it. And I don't sound anything like what I sound like now on that court record. But I get shafted. Anyway, so now where I'm in a venue where I can speak my mind without getting thrown into jail, then I do.
Okay. Again, there's no justice about this and what happened, and I sincerely hope. I know your kids at this point are teenagers, and I'm presuming they're going to be on social media soon. Hopefully, you get a chance to talk to them, and I really do hope that.
Thanks for the call, David. Appreciate it.
What happened to him is awful.
Oh, horrific.
It happens to American men all the time.
603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is up next.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
America's top diplomat doesn't expect any major breakthroughs in talks with Russia this week.
If we're actually going to make progress in these talks, but I don't think we're going to see any breakthroughs next week, we're going to listen to their concerns, they'll listen to our concerns, and we'll see if there are grounds for progress.
Appearing on ABC's This Week, Secretary of State Anthony Blinken saying the situation with Russia is unlikely to change in the imminent future as they hold what he calls a gun to the head of Ukraine. The California Department of Public Health is issuing new guidance that allows healthcare networks to enable COVID-19 positive employees to keep working if they don't show any symptoms. Healthcare workers in the state now don't have to isolate or show any negative COVID-19 test, the guidance saying, before coming back to work if they are asymptomatic. USA Radio News. Schools still not in session for Chicago students.
Chicago teachers are still battling with the Democratic mayor over distance learning during the COVID-19 surge in the Windy City. The Chicago Teachers Union wants to continue remote learning classes through mid-January because of it, but Chicago's mayor Lightfoot has already shut down the idea. She says the best, safest place for kids is to be in school. And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
At least 9 children are believed to be among the 19 people dead in a Bronx apartment building fire. The 5-alarm blaze starting in a 19-story high-rise building in New York on Sunday. More than 60 people were injured in the building, including more than 30 who went to the hospital. Mayor Eric Adams calling it one of the worst fires witnessed in modern times in the city. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. 603-283-6160. That's the telephone number if you want to join us. We've got some calls on hold. We'll get to those in just a moment. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Captain,
Rich,
and Mark Edge.
We've been telling you about how Intercoin can help any business and organization launch their own currency or raise money using their own token. Now Intercoin has launched its investor token worldwide, and for the first time, it's available on an exchange. You can create an account over at xmarkets.com. That's exmarkets.com with only an email
it's
address.
Xmarkets. You saying X?
X, E-X.
Okay, sorry.
E-X, that's why I said the E-X market.
Okay, perfect.
In case somebody doesn't understand what
I'm saying. Yeah, confused me there for a second.
Xmarkets.com. Exmarkets.com. You only have to use an email address so you can keep your privacy completely intact. You can then deposit dozens of different cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin. You can trade them for Tether. You can then buy ITR, the Intercoin Investor Token. Learn more about the Intercoin vision at intercoin.org. And now you can buy or sell ITR on xmarkets.com. Again, exmarkets.com. You just might be advancing the cause of liberty around the world.
Yeah, I think Intercoin is a good choice for hodling long term.
I can't disagree with you. We do take phone calls and put them on the air here on Free Talk Live, so let's do that. Let us start with, we've got Jack calling from Washington State. Jack, you're on Free Talk Live. You wanted to say something either to or about David from New Mexico?
I don't want to say anything mean, but he needs to relax a little bit. You know, I don't think I'd let Dave babysit my kids, based on what I know.
As I understand it, he was the caretaker of his young children. Of course, this is him saying so, but the presumption is that he was quite good at it. Anyway, go right ahead.
No, I just think he could be a little bit more...
He's an intense dude.
Yeah, he's intense.
Yeah.
I think, like you guys said, in court, if he's like that,
it's going to hurt his cause.
And I hope his cause, I hope the best for him.
Yeah, well, it's really basically his case is over, and there's nothing that can be done about it. He has separate cases of different things that he's always got going. It seems like he cannot help himself but find himself in a court. And he swims like a fish in that water. He's excellent at it.
Well, good to have you, Mark. I've only been listening for about 6 months. So
okay, so did you get to hear me at all previously?
I only heard you when you did a call-in.
Okay.
Not too long ago.
So welcome to the newest member of the Free Talk Live in studio.
Yeah, the oldest. Right?
That's right, the oldest. Yeah, I think I left in June. Maybe it was as late as July.
We'll have to get you all trained up, Mark.
Yeah, I've got to get in shape.
Dave, teach him how to do
Dave,
first chair.
I need a volume and a warm glass of milk every time he comes on. So,
hey, thanks for the call, Jack. We appreciate it. Yes. All right. So moving right along, let us go to, we've got Padraig calling also from New Mexico. Padraig, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, sir. Thank you for, I don't know how far you reached, but it appears to Washington State. But I own property in New Mexico, and I'm a farmer.
Uh-huh.
And I've seen my property taxes go up and keep going up and keep going up. And the lady that's in charge is DeFoya down here, and she has some guy that works under her who is always sending me something changing my property.
Like the value?
Valuation.
Yeah, the assessment. Right, thanks, Mark.
Sneaky. Whenever they need more money.
That's correct.
Oh, your stuff's
whenever
worth more.
Whenever they need more
turns
money.
Turns out Padraig's a millionaire.
Yeah.
He's just sitting on all that land. Yeah. Just making all that food. It's like growing money.
Let me tell you something, boys and girls, they haven't helped me pick one weed, plant one seed, or even visited me at my property. They'll fly a drone over and take pictures to see how much I've done.
Oh, yeah.
And then charge me for it. And if you want civil disobedience, I would ask every property owner from here to Timbuktu to just not pay the property taxes. What are they going to do to us?
Yeah, well, and that's
gonna do,
that's the real question. Like, you're right, Padraig. First of all, enough people need to say no, right? You need to get how you get enough people to all say no, like, simultaneously. That's
and at the same time.
Simultaneously, yes, thank you. That's the real question. But also, you know, what would they do in that situation? Well, we don't know. Getting enough people together to say no at the same time to the same organization, and that is the state, right? Organized monopoly on violence is the real problem. I don't have a solution for you.
I'll tell you what.
It's been a dream for a while.
I know what they're going to do. And it's, you know, what they're going to do is they're going to just find your property, put a lien on you, and wait until you sell. And
I understand.
They have a long game here. They've owned that property.
Can I speak for a moment?
Yeah, no problem, Padraig. I just want to get a clarity when it comes to this this notion.
I understand that they're going to get a judge that's elected to sign a piece of paper telling the sheriff and put a lien on my property so that I will sell it to somebody in California because I've already had offers to buy my property. And
they'll be happy to pay it because that'll be cheap by their standards. And this is how they do it with the old timers. Is they'd much rather have a new person that's going to be like, yeah, I love this property tax rate, and then the old timers. And they raise the rates and they push the people out and they want the farmers farther and farther afield. It's a nasty business.
So on the air tonight, I would like to ask all the property owners in New Mexico because I can't speak countrywide, but I would like to ask all the property owners in New Mexico not to pay their property taxes this year.
Nice.
That's what I would ask them. I won't pay mine. I would ask them not to pay theirs and see what happens.
I think this kind of protest would be very effective in bringing the attention of the... And I presume you're paying to a county out there, is that right?
I'm paying to the state.
It's the state of New Mexico that you pay?
To the county, yes, that's correct. State of New Mexico is in debt. The county of Sandoval County is in debt.
Yep.
The village of Cuba is in debt.
Yep.
Rick Romero is running for the mayor, and he's the chief of the fire department, volunteer fire department out there, and he ain't worth a nickel.
So here's the unfortunate outcome of what you're asking. You're not going to pay yours. You're not going to get your neighbors to go along with you.
But some may.
Some may. But not enough where they still won't single you out, take your property and business as usual.
I don't think they'll do it. In the circumstance, it's unwise for them to go and take the property. The wiser thing for them to do is just to. The property taxes aren't that expensive out in New Mexico.
Okay.
I understand it. So it's just they put a lien on and they put charge him 12% per year.
Yeah.
And then when he sells, he ends up, which ultimately either he will or his heirs will.
Okay.
And then, you know, they get their money in the long term, whether they didn't get it in the short term. And
Padraig, thanks for the call tonight. We appreciate it.
Hold on. Before we go, I want to talk about, in Saipan, the Northern Mariana Islands and the Commonwealth of the Northern Mariana Islands, where I spent a couple of months and I'm a resident, they don't have property tax. And what's interesting about that...
So you can't really buy property unless you're a native, right?
But the natives can, and they don't pay property tax either. So... What happens is that a building will fall into disrepair, and because there's no property tax, there's nothing you can really do about it as a the government can't really do anything about it. So there's these certain areas that are just kind of derelict buildings, and you can't do anything because there's no property tax to be able to say, you know, you say anything about it and you know repossess it. So there's an advantage to a small property tax in order to keep the sort of community looking good. And I just never really thought about that because I'd never been in a place that didn't have property tax.
You're advocating for taxation.
I'm only telling you that there's advantages and disadvantages. There's no right or wrong. There's trade-offs.
Are you advocating for taxation?
Here's the trade-off. Allow foreign investment and then sell that thing cheap and let private enterprise develop it.
That would certainly help. But one of the places that's derelict is a shopping mall that was owned by the Japanese.
Okay.
Are you advocating for taxation?
I am not.
Okay. Thank
only
you.
Only that there's trade-offs.
I feel much better now. 603-283-6160.
You guys need to be confronted with the ideas that are different than your own.
Would you, the listeners, support not paying your property taxes if a bunch of other people went along with you? Let us know. This is Free Talk.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Come on and listen to Free Talk Live. A live call-in radio program where you can take control of the airwaves. Talk about anything that's on your mind. 603-283-6160 is the number. We'll get to your calls in just a minute. In the studio, it's myself, the captain,
Richard Rich,
and Mark Edge.
A Free Talk Live's video archives have been on Library for years. Library is an uncensorable, decentralized, blockchain-based media sharing protocol, and we're big fans of that here on Free Talk Live. In 2020, Library launched Odyssey, a video sharing website to compete with YouTube, and it is really taking off now with over 1 million channels, many of which are disaffected YouTube creators. During YouTube's crackdown for not towing the government line on COVID, the Free Talk Live YouTube channel started receiving strikes. It could be completely taken down at any moment.
Regularly is taken down.
Thankfully, Odyssey started offering live streaming, so we're now streaming live every night and posting our video archives permanently to Odyssey. You can watch live or anytime by visiting video.freetalklive.com. You don't even need to know what I need. You just go there, and there's some video. But if you want to go all in, download the desktop app at lbry.com. And then every video archive you watch, you'll help to seed and help keep it online forever. So just visit video.freetalklive.com. Follow us on Odyssey today. That's video.freetalklive.com. Okay, so let's just go right ahead to Richard in New Mexico. Richard, you're on Free Talk Live.
It's a lot of New Mexico callers tonight.
Yes.
Yes, I appreciate you taking my call. And in about the last year and a half, I'm really becoming confused over this COVID virus situation because over a year and a half ago, or almost a year and a half ago, COVID was going to get under control last summer, supposedly, when the weather got warmer.
Well, then all the anti-vaxxers didn't get vaxxed and ruined it for everybody else.
Well, the first thing that these COVID, the experts will say, and I think we should believe them, is, well, we don't know. Like, they don't know.
That's the only thing you should believe what they say.
They don't know. I mean, they tell you they don't know, and then they go on and say things after that, and then we presume that they know what they're talking
about.
Well,
they tell you they know. They tell you it's safe. They tell you it's effective. And if you go over to the VAERS website, you'll see over 1 million people have reported some sort of adverse effect.
I took the vaccine, and the first one, the Moderna, I took the first Moderna shot and got ill from it. You know, nothing terrible. I've felt sicker from other stuff. I then had the Johnson & Johnson shot. I know this is confusing. Believe me, it had to do with travel. And I didn't feel anything.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's my personal experience.
Now, I know that you had COVID. Did you get the vaccines after?
Yes. Okay. No one cares whether you had COVID. I couldn't prove that I had COVID.
Right.
Because no medical professional wanted to see me up here and, you know, quaking with fear, New England. Oh, you've got COVID. Well, don't come to our hospital. For God's sake, you'll kill us all.
Right.
Well, of course, it was their hospital that gave me COVID. But, you know, whatever. You can see there's a little bitterness still.
No.
But, you know, I can't prove that I had COVID. I just know that it's true. And so, no, Iceland wasn't going to let me in to go on a cruise with my mom if I didn't have the vaccine. So it was either not travel with mom or get the vaccine.
So, Richard, what are you confused about regarding COVID?
Well, what happened is we got told when the weather last summer was going to get warmer, that didn't happen. Then when people started giving the COVID vaccine, that was supposedly going to cut down on people getting the virus. Now, since we've had all these millions of people get their COVID vaccines, we're seeing more hospitalizations and more cases all around the United States. And here in New Mexico, there's more hospitalizations and more deaths now in New Mexico than ever. And the restrictive masking policies from our esteemed governor hasn't worked either, except to put a lot of businesses out of work.
Yeah, and the lockdowns, too. Don't forget the lockdowns.
See, just blame the anti-vaxxers. It's got to be them. Everyone else is in compliance.
Right, right. That's the thing, though, is that more people have died. This is a fact, ladies and gentlemen. You can go to the CDC's website and look. More people have died since the vaccine has been rolled out than before it. One would presume the vaccine would have diminished the amount of people dying if it was safe and effective.
Yes.
I don't, you know, I never, to me, what I said when I got it is shoot me up either saline, I got to go to Iceland. You know, I didn't believe that it was going to do anything. The Moderna shot told me different, which is it does something. It made me sick.
Yeah.
I don't know whether, you know, I couldn't say anything.
You've also gotten sick on flu shots.
I'm sensitive to flu shots, yeah.
There you go.
But it's supposedly a completely different thing.
Yeah, I got you.
Different medium, different everything.
Hey, Richard, thanks for the call. Everybody is confused or, like,
they don't know. Believe them.
Yeah, they didn't know, and they still don't know, but we're beginning to see, I don't know if we can call it evidence, you know, correlation and all that kind of a thing, but Richard is exactly right. The masks don't seem to have slowed down the spread at all.
Right. If you look at the – so I have a nuance to that statement.
Yeah.
If I was in a room with someone who had COVID, I would want that person to wear a mask. That'd be good. However, what we do see from the data is that you can't discern a difference in a community that has has had mask mandates or lockdowns or any of these things based on deaths or cases or any of the graphs, any of the signs. Like, people talk about a tsunami of evidence. There's a tsunami of evidence against masks and four masks, if you want to use the adjective tsunami. The noun is a gerund?
And I want to say, if I was in a room with someone who had COVID, it would behoove me to wear my own mask to protect myself, not make it incumbent upon them to protect themselves or everybody else.
This is the difficulty with masks. Masks are more effective in protecting the other people.
But
mask is effective.
I don't want to dwell on masks, but it appears to me that masks didn't really do anything to stop the spread. It appears to me that the lockdowns didn't do anything to stop the spread. It appears to me
they weren't really lockdowns. They were, I mean, like, what they did is they took the most vulnerable people and sent them to work While the rest, like the middle class and upper class, did weird things in their homes, like washing off their tin cans before they put them in the fridge. And
make sourdough. Everyone was making sourdough.
And it also appears to me that the three different, miraculously speedily developed so-called vaccines, I call them so-called because they don't really follow the traditional vaccine methodology, has done little to nothing to stop the spread or prevent it from continuing.
They were clear about that in the beginning as well. The vaccine will not stop the spread. It will not stop you from getting it. It will reduce your symptoms when you do.
Well, that wasn't the first thing they said. The vaccine was sold as this is going to we're going to cripple this disease.
Safe and effective, it'll stop the spread, etc. and so on.
Well, that was the marketing pitch before they actually had the vaccine.
Then when they had the vaccine, then they're like, well,
now that we've actually run the tests, here's what we know.
Yeah.
So then since none of these things seemed to have worked, I implore our listeners to ask the question, what was it all for?
Well, it could, but most likely, if we were going to look at it from that standpoint, the government weaponized the common cold in order to cause a dramatic transference of wealth from the poor and middle class to the upper classes. That's the evidence.
Yes.
I mean, if you want to look back and say, why did this happen? Well, I'm not saying the government released COVID.
Right.
Because that would get me kicked off of YouTube for sure. But I am saying that...
Can you wink at the camera when you say that?
It's not even considered a conspiracy theory at this point to presume that the government, that the virus was augmented by the government. Yeah. It's not a conspiracy to presume that it was the United States and China that worked together in conjunction to do this.
There's evidence that they did, in fact, do that.
And again, I'm not saying they released it. I wouldn't say that because I don't know. In fact, I'm going to go ahead and apply incompetence to this.
Government incompetent?
That's what I say.
So they snuck out of the lab.
They were doing their little tests and they released this stuff. And then what's the result? The result is the largest transference of wealth in human history.
Yes, this is medical tyranny, is what I call it, because control has to be it's the only, if you look at what has been done, and you look at who and why, or you try to just even surmise what that might be, it's all about control. They just want more control over you.
What's breathtaking to me, and only the hypochondriacs can possibly be the ones that still continue to believe Fauci, but that anybody listens to this guy. Why are they putting this guy on the, why does any producer say, let me get Fauci. If I had him on here, I'd lambast that dude.
More Free Talk Live coming up. Hour number three is on the way.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.